Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Welcome along, folks. It is Glory Days, PJ and Jim's podcast, Glory Days. Thanks a million for joining us once again, whatever you happen to be doing. Where are you in the world? Do you ever wonder about that, where people might be when they're listening to this bit? Because you know, like when we do the radio show, you sort of have an idea. Somebody's in their car, their truck, their whatever, or they're at home and they're in their office.
Exactly, yeah.
But like with a podcast, it could be anywhere.
Prison, even. I mean, this could be used as a form of torture or anything like that. I mean, people could be locked up or anything.
Prison.
Why not prison? I mean, people in prison need a bit of loving too. That's what I always wonder. You know,
what's a bit of loving got to do with this podcast?
I tell you, what are you talking about? A voice like mine?
And nothing makes anyone feel a bit fruity and juicy more than hearing the voice of a thousand maniacs or whatever it is. I don't know.
Do you ever wonder if your voice has ever sound sexy to anyone? There you go. Now, anyone in the world, you're saying people listening to this all over the world, right?
Right.
So there's a chance there's someone listening to this
in Hawaii or
China.
I think you might be being a bit ambitious there, buddy. I'm not sure that we're a global phenomenon.
I think we are. Damn right we are. There's at least one flute somewhere in Fiji listening to this, and he's going, oh, the voice on him. Jeez, the voice on him. Oh, I love to get a hold of that and imagining what we look like and all. Yeah. And they're there going, oh, I hope there's a couple of, I hope one of them has thinning hair and the other one. And the other one has a hairy back. Oh, and I'd love to give them an all road jeepers. I give them a party. Like the Dirty Elwin of Fiji or something. She's like, come here to me. I'll grab you his boat by the molecular structure. And I'll rub you till a fire starts.
Because there is that way. I suppose you're right, though. There is kind of the old somebody for everybody. Because it's like the way, you know, the way you hear people talking about parts of Irish accents that they like, right?
Yeah.
So there's kind of obvious ones.
That's what I wonder, yeah.
Right. Well, they seem obvious, you know. So they talk about, say, northern accents and they reference the likes of Liam Neeson. But then you hear
that's the thing.
Arlene Foster.
Or them lads on St. William Street that were causing all trouble. Yo! Yep, come on. You know, and you start going, that's not a sexy voice.
Or when they talk about, say, they used to, there's the, somebody talking about the, like the Kerry lilt, the soft Kerry, and then you hear a Healy Ray.
And you're like,
what, are you serious?
Yeah, then you hear, you give the best birthday present you ever did in your life. And you start thinking, no.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess there's all those things.
It's all obviously just in the ear.
It's all in the ear.
The only thing about it, I'd say, is that for a lot of them, you'd have to be deaf.
They
have to be ears that don't work.
I guess it's sort of regions within regions. You're right. I think you hit the nail on the head there. Like, most people think of an Australian and they hear, like our Clint, you know, Clint that works there, and they think, that's a nice accent, very pleasant voice. And
do they think of that? No, I think of an Australian and I immediately think of, like, g'day.
Well, I think of a broken moped. That's that for ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding. So there.
Yeah, take
it out
with that.
I guess it depends. It's regions within regions, isn't it? Like, there's a neutral accent for every country.
Yeah.
So you hear, like you said, Liam Neeson is Ireland's neutral accent, you know. Or Gay Byrne was very,
Gay Byrne was the ultimate sort of, God, you wouldn't have put him anywhere. He could have been from anywhere.
He could have been from anywhere in
Where
Ireland.
Where is he from? He's Dublin.
He's from Dublin. Holt. Maybe true and true Holt. That's not a real thing you hear often, is it?
I don't think anybody's really originally from Holt, are they?
Probably not. Like even the early people from Holt were Danish Vikings, weren't they? So that doesn't make sense. But that's another one. Like, you know, the Danes were playing the English there last night, and a lot of people think, you know, the big Swedish guard, Danish, a sort of blonde, 6'7", gorgeous hunk of a man. And then it kind of sounds like they're messing all the time when they talk, doesn't it? It sounds like there's a joke coming.
As well, that a lot of those Danish players that, you know, footballers in particular, it must be one of those weird accents that their ear is tuned in to all accents, because it's almost like wherever they go, they immediately just pick up the accent of wherever
they learn. Yeah.
So as a result, then you get, like, you know, the Peter Schmeichels.
Exactly.
Just
whose
accent is a weird thing between Danish and Manx.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or there was your man who played for Liverpool, Jan Malby, who had the weirdest combination of Danish and Scouse.
I love that. I love when the two accents amalgamate. Like I was telling you years ago, the chipper around our way, and your man who used to go, "Till, snack a box." It was amazing, my dear.
It was a Dublin Italian.
How many snack a box? Till, snack a box. It was the most amazing crossover ever. Because Italian and Dublin, they don't belong in the same place at all. You know, that sort of sound. And you tell a snack a box. Tell. But that bird, you got 12. Yeah, I was like, he's asking for two of everything just to hear it.
Was that the only thing he said in Dublinese was two?
Two, yeah, 22 stack of bogs. 22 bat of bogs. It was amazing. It was the most wonderful thing I've ever heard.
Man, that's something I'd pay to hear. Right, listen, let's give you some of the, a little sampling of some of the best bits from Jordan the Week. We've gathered together a few bits and pieces if you haven't listened to. On the way, we're going to give you the chance to hear. Sorry, so it's literally just written down as smells. What was that about?
I think it was women could smell a single man. Was it that one?
Oh, right,
that they could smell a fella, yeah.
Right, so that's on the way. Also, all week we had this competition on the go with Curry's PC World.
Oh, no, well, smell changes as you get older. I beg your pardon.
Is that what it was, right?
Smell changes as you get older, because I remember talking to you, you wouldn't be able to... Oh, yeah, I can't say it now, because they'll hear it in a bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that Curry's competition was about your kitchen disasters. And I tell you, something came out of left field. And of all the kind of disasters you'd imagine could happen in a kitchen... the one that we had on, what was it, Thursday?
Thursday, it was shocker.
Oh my God, from Paul, I think it was. Was a real eye-waterer, I can tell you. That's on the way. Also, we were looking for your famous rallies at one stage during the week, because there was that story about people being related to Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
There was that going on then. something very topical with boozers in Ireland and the whole kind of controversy about boozers being closed and all that sort of stuff. Something else, nothing to do with coronavirus or anything else. Something else closed a pub in England.
Yeah. It wasn't a lockdown. It was more like a lockdown.
And on that note, enjoy. And we'll talk to you the other side of this.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
As you know, this week we have this thing on the go with Curry's, our friends at Curry's PC World, in relation to your kitchen appliance disasters. This came out of a survey that Curry's PC World did that found that 64%, which is a big number.
Big number of people have had to... kitchen appliance disasters,
of
really.
Some description or another. So the idea is we wanted to hear yours, okay? And in return for hearing that, we'll give you the chance to win a €1,000 voucher to spend at Curry's PC World. They are the one-stop shop for all your appliance needs. So if you do have dodgy appliances, old or broken or out of date or whatever, they have all the big brands, Samsung, LG, Bosch, Grundig, all of that sort of stuff. And if it all appears a bit too much of a, you know, a bit too much choice... They also have plenty of experts on. In fact, even online, if you go to currys.ie, they have something called their Shop Live function. And it allows people to chat directly to their tech experts. And then you can kind of tell them what you're looking for, kind of thing you're going to use it for, what your budget is, all that sort of stuff. And they'll advise you on the best. So that's on currys.ie. So what we were looking for was to drop us a little voice note on the WhatsApp to 087-188-100 and tell us about your disasters. Like this one, right, from Katrina. Now, Katrina actually not only gave us a little rundown, she also sent us some pictures.
Oh, my God.
Now, I haven't heard the story yet, but judging by the pictures...
It didn't go well.
It certainly didn't go well. So here it is.
Morning, all. My toaster went on fire last week. My 11-year-old came in to me while I was working from home to say it's supposed to be flames coming from the toaster, man. So didn't know what to do, but knew not to put water on it, but... Took the plug out, put it into the sink, put a fire blanket over it, all the right things. But the flames kept burning underneath, so it burnt under into my cleaning press, across the two other presses, dishwasher, everything burned. Smoke, house filled with smoke. Two fire engines came 11 o'clock in the morning, lovely Tuesday, and now smoke damaged and have no kitchen, have no running water, melted the taps, melted the stopcock, disaster. But yeah, all from a toaster.
Oh my God!
Good Lord.
That is
and
ferocious.
And the pictures do back it up. Katrina sent us the pictures there. Look at that. The sink. That's like, you know.
I feel terrible for laughing at the start of that story now. I'll be honest with you. I didn't realise it was going down that road. I didn't realise it was going to be an absolute kitchen house disaster. Oh my holy smoke.
Very appropriate. Yeah. My holy smoke. Katrina, thanks for that. And hopefully it gets sorted one way or the other. And the next one we have in now, this is one where Uncle Clint has just asked us to advise you that if there are, you know, young ears close to the radio, you may want to exercise your own parental discretion.
Oh, right,
in relation to this particular story from Paul. So just do bear that in mind, as I say. Yeah, you might have to
fingers
do it
in the ears.
Or, you know, whatever, distract them, send them to their room. Of course, if it was left to me and PJ, we'd have them out digging trenches and buying rounds, yeah. But I mean, you know.
Like when I was a boy. Yeah.
But anyway, just bear that in mind if there are little ears close to the radio, because Paul's kitchen disaster that he sent to us, you know, it's not the kind of association that most people would probably have with their kitchen.
Right.
Well, here, have a listen.
This was last year and my son was just gone 4 years old. It was coming up to our anniversary and my sister was going to take the baby overnight while I made an anniversary dinner as a nice surprise and romantic night in with the missus when she got home from work. So I was frantically going around prepping and getting dressed and getting everything ready. Just finished whisking the cream with the electric hand mixer and I put it down for a second. I was half naked at the time wearing just boxer shorts and a t-shirt. So I turned around and my son had picked up the mixer and came towards me holding it like a laser gun, shouting, pew, pew, pew. Catches me at the side of me shorts / crotch, almost pulling them off in the process, clenching around my left ball until it seized up. I almost passed out with the pain while my little lad just shouted, gotcha, and legs it off. Couldn't remove the whisk from its grip. And when my wife got in, I had to explain the ungodly sight that greeted her. We ended up in A&E. That was horrifyingly embarrassing enough. And they eventually deballed the mixer, which was disposed of. And continued to tell me how lucky I was. If I'd not been wearing shorts, I would have been deballed myself. Can't even remember the clinical term. Needless to say, the anniversary evening was scrapped. You could say my son made a balls of it.
Again, of all the things that I predicted, might come in terms of people's kitchen appliance disasters, somebody nearly being deballed.
His young lad nearly castrated him with a cream whipper.
A cream mixer.
But that's an unbelievable thing.
Extraordinary stuff.
I hope you're all right. I hope you've made a full recovery. That's the main thing. I mean, whatever.
And you're still fully intact and everything. Yeah. It's important that.
Here was me thinking of a fiery toaster. I felt bad at laughing for that. I feel terrible at laughing for you. You nearly lost a ghoulie.
We were sitting here cross-legged, Paul.
Yeah.
When that was going on. It was extraordinary.
Oh, my
anyway,
God.
Anyway, listen, that's what it's all about. We need your kitchen appliance disasters. In return, we'll give you, put you in to win a €1,000 voucher to spend at Curry's PC World. They are the one-stop shop for all your appliance needs. For God's sake, be careful with your appliances.
Calm down.
And put some clothes on, Paul, for God's sake.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Can you imagine the pressure of having a famous relative?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, imagine, you know.
Big Shadow.
Being related to the likes of yourself, PJ Gallagher.
Stop it, will
well-known
you?
Celebrity. Huge television personality.
Big E, yeah.
Famous. World famous stand-up comedian.
World famous. I'm
actor,
not even. No one even knows me in Kerry.
Actor, playwright. Author, various other things, right? and all of that, right? And then imagine how bad it would be then if one of your relatives,
yeah,
wanted to be a stand-up comedian. They'd be constantly being compared to the great PJ Gallagher.
Oh my God, you're such a donut. You're such a donut. Things you come out with. I know what you're saying though, because they found 14 relatives. And they would be sort of living relatives of Leonardo da Vinci.
Wow.
Leonardo da Vinci.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, they have to
see. Anything like Leonardo da Vinci?
The very fella.
Is
yeah.
it?
I just
wow.
said it in Italian. So these researchers, they say they're closer to discovering the past after they went and they studied the genealogy of Leonardo da Vinci. And they found all these living relatives, 14 living relatives. Some of them are children, obviously. Some are an upholsterer, office workers, farmers. They're all different professions. They all do different things. Except for one lad who's actually an artist himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Gianni da Vinci is his name. And he's in his 60s. He's 68 years or 62 years old. And he says, oh God, he's a bit taken back now. He doesn't know how to deal with this new big shadow in his life, isn't it?
Oh my God, that's
pressure. Isn't it? Yeah.
Being a painter who's related to Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, he in fairness to him, they met him and he says, oh, to be honest with you, maybe some of my work has had him turning in his grave, he goes. So the irony's not lost on him, yeah.
What sort of painting? Imagine if it turned out he was a house painter.
I know, that'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
If he was putting magnolia on your walls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leonardo da Vinci was relative of mine.
He's there,
really, because you're cutting in around that ceiling's rubbish.
Yeah, well, is it, yeah? You cheeky.
Yeah.
Do you want this magnolia roller, don't you? Cheeky.
Yeah, because you missed the spot over the door there.
I know.
Sure you're related to Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like the fella who did the ceiling and everything. Yeah, no, it's just because they're making a mess of my ceiling.
Leela, you're thinking of Michelangelo.
Well, he must have done the ceiling somewhere.
He might have done a few ceilings.
Even if he only painted the ceiling in his own house.
Ring him there and ask him why they're all sitting on the same side of the table in the Last Supper. How do you ask him that? Did you ever wonder why they're all sitting on the same side of the table in the Last Supper? That's what I'd be thinking.
Yeah.
Also, it must be mad. Like, imagine, like, they found out, like, you were related to King Kong or something. Like, you'd be absolutely blown away. Or Harambe. Or Harambe or something. They'd be like, oh, my God, Jim.
Or Caesar.
Yeah. What a shadow that would be to live under.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Jim, you'd be there literally.
God, one of Jim's relatives led that huge revolution when the apes took over the world.
They'd be like, yeah, maybe the first, and Jim would be a huge pressure because you'd be the first ape in your family to not have an Elvis haircut.
Oh, my God. We should find out if we do have a relative of anybody famous listening to the show.
That'd be good, actually.
I've no famous. Have you any famous relatives?
No, I don't. No, nothing at all. I'm sure we both did those ancestry genealogy tests that showed us our greater wider family. I've nothing.
How could we forget? Are you not related to any sort of famous male person or anything?
Oh my God! No, I am not.
98% male.
I'm not.
Are you not related in any way? Is that famous? I don't know. Male. Did Mayo ever produce anybody famous?
Louis Walsh.
There you go, and you're the spitting image of him. Maybe just like these people with Leonardo da Vinci, you are related to Louis Walsh, and you don't even know it yet.
Come on, can we lay off the Mayo references for the good love of goodness?
I never got to the bottom of where I was from. I never got my results.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Mine were corrupted.
I know. In fairness, they did think they were dealing with human DNA. So we probably should have given them a heads up that you are part primate.
This is horrific. This is.
Little did they know we had to hunt you around the office with a gun with feathers on the dart to get the DNA out of you in the first place.
Right, let's find out. Just out of curiosity, let's find out.
Anybody
listening to the show have a famous relative, right? If you've got a famous relative, we want to know about it right now. 087-1818-100. Obviously, animals don't include animals.
That's not fair. Don't exclude yourself. Like, this could be good fun for you. Emer, lastly, Emer is coming up. And she's got a famous relative. How are you, Emer?
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Not too bad at all, Emer. Tell us about your famous rally.
I am related to Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor is my second cousin.
Well, look at that now.
Look at you. Look at that. I'll tell you something, Emer. Nothing compares to you.
Nothing compares to
Come
me.
Come on. Come on.
That's a good one.
And Emer, can you hold a tune yourself?
I do indeed. I do play with a few lads. Yeah, we do play music together.
Oh, very wow. good. Very good.
So you don't feel any pressure when it comes to singing? No, you don't feel kind of people are judging you because of your famous rally?
Well, it wouldn't be out there. Like, people wouldn't know.
Right. That,
you know, but yeah.
Have you ever actually sung with Sinead?
God, no. No. She's an independent lady and she keeps to herself.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
True enough. Jeez, well, that's brilliant, Emer. That's brilliant.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You know, obviously the sort of controversy reigns still about the whole thing with indoor hospitality in this country. We're the only country in Europe that doesn't have the pubs open and
I know.
Stuff like that. And all that's going on at the moment, right? And campaigns, well, crossing, is it the UK, I think?
Yes.
Right. Where the pubs are open.
Pubs are open.
Bar one.
Well, this one is, I mean, in fairness, right? Pubs, like you said, have gone through an awful lot. The hospitality sector has been through an awful lot.
Right.
Extraordinarily so, actually, over the last year and a half. The landlords in the publicans in Ireland now suffering still more than the rest, like you've mentioned as well. But you'd think they, you know, there's a pub had to be shut down again in York over yonder.
Now, you'd imagine after going through what they went through.
Yeah, they're not open long.
Yeah, exactly. It would take something it takes something pretty like drastic have to make them close again. Well, I mean, they wouldn't want to do it willingly.
Well, that was the fears. When they heard the close down, they were thinking, well, is this the Delta variant? Maybe someone there was a close contact for Delta, or maybe this new one again, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, no, it's not. Don't worry about it. What happened was a fella went into the pub and he dropped a big jobby into the jacks and he clogged up the entire system. And now, after their first week of it open, properly open, they've had to shut down again while they get the jobby removed out of time. I mean, seriously, can you, like, you try and make an honest living, and then some lad, and let's be honest, it probably is a lad, jumps in and puts a giant turd. Now, the place has been, looks like it's a bit of crack as well. It's called the House of Trembling Madness, is the name of the pub.
That is a pub I want to go to.
Isn't it?
Seriously, it's called the House of Trembling
Madness. Now, the jobby was so big, it shut down. And what they managed to do was open up and was shut down one floor. So it's a big old barn, this place.
Right.
So they managed to shut down one floor. That floor is still shut down, as we know. But they're working on it.
So they've had to sort of isolate.
They've had to socially isolate that floor and that toilet in particular.
So that nobody comes in contact with the...
Yeah, with this
giant offending.
I mean, you must be a shame on you, whoever you are, going in there and doing that in a public house, in a public place. I mean, if you know, we all get caught out, but dear.
I mean, like, to be fair, you'd imagine that, like, the plumbing in most commercial establishments would obviously have to be to a reasonable grade.
Standard, yeah.
Because it has to take quite a lot of...
Traffic.
Good word.
Quite a lot of traffic, yeah.
So how...
How big...
Monstrous.
You're thinking, yeah.
To shut it down.
Well, so there's people now, of course, it's building up legendary stages, this one particular jobby. Some people are referring to it as the Log Ness Monster. Yeah, that it's been so big that they don't know what to do.
Oh,
that
Lord.
It's often heard of, never really seen... You know, understand, in fairness, they're saying, look, over 20 staff had lost their jobs in this place, you know, over the last while. And not one had COVID, but all were skint, and they've been massively understaffed, and they've just opened again. And now this fella has come in and to say he stretched the abilities of their... Stretch their ability to stay open is put them mildly.
Has the offending item been removed?
It has, yeah. I believe so.
And I assume taken away for analysis.
You would imagine so, if it's that big. Do you remember years ago? It was 2015. I remember as if it was yesterday, Jim. In 2015, a flight took off. Do you remember there was a guy? And a guy did a jobby on the plane so bad that they had to turn the flight around. It was going from London to Dubai. And they were flying that way. And your man did a pneu. So disgusting.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like a...
Did a pneu, it was so disgusting.
Why did they turn it around? It's hardly going to affect the engines or anything.
No, it was so bad, people were getting sick and everything on the plane.
Do you mean the smell?
The smell of it and everything, yeah. He did a pneu that was so smelly. A pneu that was so smelly that I had to turn the whole plane around and go back. Imagine how embarrassed you'd be, though, in fairness.
That is bad.
Like, the old log dropper of the Wobbling House of York, or whatever the hell it's called.
Trembling House of Madness.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that log dropper, he walked home, a big smile on his face, delighted with himself, like some sort of fucking murderer or something.
Some phantom.
Some phantom log dropper. He's delighted with himself. He's there. He'll be years to come. He'll be like, did you know it was me that shut down pub with me bottom?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Terrible and appalling news for you, right? Smell changes as we get older, okay?
Right.
They've done, these Danish researchers have done this thing where they've realised that change is inevitable with the... Well, let's say we're talking to Jim. Let's try and make it as tragic as we can. With the unbelievable onset and marching of time that no matter how much you brace yourself, it still wins
where
in the end.
Where the inevitable march towards the end comes with it some irreversible changes.
Indeed. Something that will leave you, Jim, crying for the abyss is the fact that smell does change.
Okay.
And it's not all smells that change.
What do you mean? It changes as in you can't pick it up as much, or it actually smells different than it used to smell?
You can't pick it up as much. So things like oranges, raspberries and vanilla, don't worry, they will remain powerful smells for as long as you exist. On the other hand, coffee and bacon are going to start leaving your senses.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Piece of absolute unbelievable... Why would you
know,
do?
I know.
Why would you? I know. Et tu, Brute?
Yes, older people. And by older people, they mean people over 55. So you've not long left, Jim, before this starts to kick in.
You're saying somebody's going to take away the most magnificent aroma of bacon.
It won't be the same.
Rashers.
It won't be the same. Oh, it's going to start fading in significance.
You've said many horrible things to me in your time.
And that's why you'll be like one of those grannies going around, has anyone got an orange? You'll be like, well, that's why, because that'll be one of the, has anyone got an orange? Is there a mandolin around here?
Do grannies go around asking for oranges?
Yeah, my granny was, has anyone got an orange? Is there a mandolin? A mandarin?
Has anyone got an orange?
Mandolin, yeah. There goes his bag. Yeah, has anyone got an orange? Or those orange-flavoured sweets? Or mints? She was mad for the mints because the mints...
Did anybody, any random stranger ever turn around and go, God, funny you should say that. I do happen to have an orange on me.
No, she wasn't walking around the streets like... It was in the house. Has anyone got... She wasn't walking around the streets.
Walking up to people at bus stops going, anybody got an orange?
Has anyone else here got an orange? It's just, I can't smell me rashers. Scientists in Copenhagen... It is bad news, isn't it, yeah? They've tried to pin down what smells fade and what smells don't through time. And they compared 343 people, all aged 20 years old to 98. And the food quality and preference study has come up with this. And unfortunately, smells do change. And bacon, one of the most pleasurable smells in the world. And coffee, one of the other most pleasurable smells in the world.
Fade.
They fade.
You won't get the scent.
No, you won't.
Just have to up the ante. And instead of having 6 rushers, you have to have 12.
You'll have to double up. And maybe you'll do. It'll be like, you just have to double your mass. Maybe it'll work exactly to your favour. Maybe it'll be even better then, because then you can eat 8 rashers.
I can't smell these. We're going to need more rashers.
Yeah, pile them on. Pile them on. Pour some. I want them grilled in coffee.
That is bad news.
Yeah, so that's
bad
it.
News.
And there's also this other story here about smell. And it shows that there's this, you know, we all have our body odours and we all try and cover them up as best we can.
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, we do, you know what I mean? There's a natural smell of a Jim McCabe. I'd say you smell a bit like bacon yourself if let loose into the world. I'd say there's a lovely smell of fresh hog off you if you didn't.
Fresh hog.
Yeah, I'd say it's a lovely scent.
Why is there so many animalistic kind of...
Fresh hog or wild gorilla or something.
Animal or, yeah, there's so many animalistic references come from you. And it's a shocking way to treat a man. What was the other thing you once said? It smelled like a big giant sausage roll with a personality.
See, they're lovely things. They're lovely smells, man.
What's this other smell thing?
So now there's this thing that, believe it or not, there's this... look, the science of it is boring. I'm not going to go into it.
I'm not going to go into it. Facts aren't our friend.
I'm not really into it. But it turns out women can smell out single men. They actually have a scent.
Yeah, it's called desperation.
Yeah, otherwise no.
Oh, the desperation.
Ooh, the desperation. This is a great ad, isn't it? Ooh, the desperation.
Yeah. Why there isn't a man's aftershave called Desperation? Desperation by Coco Chanel.
Probably
the same. Well, it wouldn't be Coco Chanel, would it?
No, but probably the same reason there's not a scent called Fresh Hog.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Yeah, it is Glory Days with PJ and Jim. Hopefully you enjoyed that little selection. Just a couple of little bits and pieces. Some of the best bits from the week that was. The week that was. Wasn't there a program called
The Week That Was? I'm pretty sure there was.
Yeah, and it was all probably kind of very... Was it very serious? Was it all political affairs?
It was very newsy stuff,
yeah.
Margaret Thatcher today decided that nobody should be allowed to live or share oxygen with rich people. Stuff like that. Yeah.
So very similar then to the kind of current affairs we bring to the radio every morning.
Yeah.
It is unusual that, isn't it? I suppose,
What, the current affairs we bring?
Well, just our version of kind of like...
We should try doing the show real serious one day. Like the story today Jim's pub was locked down because someone did a massive shite. I'm not laughing at that, like, be real serious. Yeah, tell me more. Yeah. Well, a man dropped his trousers supposedly to the ankles, dropped a massive shite and blocked up the pub. We go live now to the landlord. Did you see the shite yourself, sir? I did, boys. It was a massive log. People were disgusted. Children were crying. And back to the studio.
Yeah.
We're gonna do that.
Yeah, you're right. That would work. It's a bit like, wasn't there, it's like we always say about, you know, those times when people are doing their court reporting and they have to, well, I don't know if they have to or they choose
they,
to.
Yeah, they read out the testimony, word for word.
But they do it exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just so strange when you see some really straight-laced RT reporter saying, you know, the defendant replied, I'll kick you in the bollocks. Yeah.
You will in your bollocks, you culchy bastard. And then grabbed him, turned him over, and pulled his underpants over his head. I'm Catherine Journey, live from RT1. And you're like, that's the best thing I've ever seen.
I don't know why it's so entertaining. It's just the fact that they have to be so straight-laced.
It's so straight-laced.
Talking in full scanger.
Someone abusing a guard. You culchy bastard. You will in your hole. Come and have a go if you think you fart enough.
Oh my God. Right. I suppose we should probably get out of here, should we?
Let's get out of here. Dear God.
Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, hopefully you're enjoying it. Be good and be back with us, of course, on Monday. Oh no! Sure, we're off on our jolliers.
We're on a holiday, so we won't be back till Monday week.
Yeah. So you'll just have to keep listening to this podcast over and over and over again.
That'd be grand, yeah. Oh, what a joy that is.
Good luck.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.